The purpose of this life is the preparation for the hereafter. The purpose of this life is the preparation for the hereafter.
سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Respected Madani Channel viewers, we welcome you to another episode of our beautiful segment on the condition of the believer at the time of his death. Many a times people always wonder, people have so many questions to say, well, what will be a believer's condition, for example, when he leaves this dunya, or when the angel of death approaches to take his soul? What will be his condition at that particular moment in time? And so this question is a fundamental question due to the fact that it affects each and every one of our lives. It affects even the lives of those who do not believe that there is a creator, or those who do not believe that they are going to be answerable for their actions on the day of judgment. Hence, in today's topic, inshallah azza wa jal, we are going to look at what is or what will be the condition of a believer on the time of his death or during the time of his death. And this topic, inshallah, we are going to look at it in a number of stages. And after these stages, inshallah azza wa jal, hopefully we would have dissected this topic in complete depth, inshallah azza wa jal. The Prophet of Islam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he states beautifully that the one who sends the most amount of durood to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be closest to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salata wa salaman alayka sayyidi ya habib ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now when we want to look at the death of a good person, I'd like to give an analogy of a good worker or a good employee. You will find that he will be good to his workmates. He will be good to his boss. And he will be good to whatsoever is in his surroundings. Everybody likes this employee. And everybody feels comfortable to discuss any matters with him. Due to the fact that he is a humble person. He is a morally upright person. He is a God-fearing person. So what happens when this worker decides to resign, or what happens when he becomes of age and he is supposed to leave or to stop working? You will find that, first of all, his or her colleagues, they are going to feel very worried due to the fact that they are leaving. They are going to miss having such a personality around them. And the owner of the company also will feel very sad, even though he has to let him go, but he knows that it will be very hard to replace such kind of a person. So when this person leaves, what happens? He is awarded. He is given award, as it is the tradition of many companies, that when they are happy with their worker, what they do is they reward their worker whenever they resign or whenever they become of age. And they are happy with him. Likewise, you will find that when a believer is leaving this dunya, when a believer, his soul is being taken out by the angel of death, likewise the angel of death and the rest of the angels, they are pleased with this servant of Almighty Allah. Not only them, but even Allah Azza wa Jal, he will be very pleased with him. We find that there is a beautiful narration from Hadrat Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He reports that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the angel of death arrives at the chosen servant's house, he says his salam to him in these words, "Be you blessed by Allah. Get up, O friend of Allah, and come out of this house which has been destroyed by you," meaning by sacrificing your lust in order to attain the hereafter. Then he carries on to say that, "And accompany me to the place which you have filled with your prayers." Subhanallah, this is one beautiful hadith from Hadrat Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He states that when the believer, or when a good person, his soul is being taken out, before that the angel come to him and they send salutations upon that person. What an honor that is to be saluted by the angels. We know the salutations or the du'as of the angels, they are always accepted due to the fact that, number one, the angels are ma'asum, the angels are sinless, they don't commit any sin, they do not have any kind of desire whatsoever. They are constantly worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are constantly praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are constantly thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you find such heavenly creatures approaching the servant of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they send their salutations upon that person, it is indeed a great honor that we all should wish for and pray for, insha'Allah. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil. Ameen. And then carry on to say, the response comes. Hadrat Ibn Jarir reports that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said to Hadrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, "When a believer meets the angels at the time of death, they ask him, should we get you back in the world? Should we put you back in the dunya?" Thereupon he says, "Do you want me to live in the world of sorrows and sufferings? I don't want to live here. Take me immediately to my Allah Azza wa Jal." That is coming from Ibn Jarir. Yet again, my respected Madani Channel viewers, we see that when the believing servant, or when a good person is living this dunya, these are some of the benefits, these are some of the fadl, the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this person, which gives us this great enthusiasm of trying to always please Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at every given moment, for none of us know exactly when we are going to leave this dunya. So it will be a great honor for us to be welcomed by these beautiful words from the angels, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Allah azza wa jal to have mercy on us, asking Allah azza wa jal to forgive us, asking Allah azza wa jal to take us to the heavens. Now, I'll always like to cement whatever I mention with the narrations from the greatest personality to have ever walked the surface of this earth, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In another narration, Hazrat Zayd ibn Aslam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that at the time of death, angels come to the believer with good news and say, "Don't be afraid. Do not be afraid." Now, this is something that when we hear, we are all quite happy, simply because sometimes we are very scared of the thought of dying. Sometimes we are very scared of the thought of the angels, of our souls being removed from our bodies. So this angel steps forward and says that, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of the place you are going to." Thus, the fear disappears. Immediately the fear disappears because of the guarantee of the angel that the place that you are going to is a better place. He's also told not to grow sad at the separation from the world and the worldly people, and have the good news of paradise. Hence he dies in a state that Almighty Allah makes his eyes cool in this world. This is from Ibn Abi Hatim. Now, these are the conditions of the believer at the time of his death. My respected brothers, we all should be wishing for this. We all should be yearning for this. We all should be crying, asking Allah Azza wa Jal to make us to be amongst those people who will die in this beautiful condition. Now, another question arises. What then happens when the soul is taken out of the body? What then happens? Like I mentioned, the angel come and they give you salam. Some angels are coming, they tell you that not to be worried, not to be sad, for the place that you are going to is quite a better place than the one that you are in at the present moment. So now the question arises, then after, what happens when the soul has been removed out of the body? Alhamdulillah, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he gave us everything. We should always send salutations upon our master, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Hadrat Bara ibn Azib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reported that they were carrying the bier of an Ansari, the janaza of an Ansari. We then reached the graveyard. We found that the grave was not yet ready. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thereafter sat down, and we also followed him and sat down in a manner as if birds were sitting on our heads, meaning to say, well, that they were motionless, as if they were lifeless. At the time, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had a stick in his holy hand, and he was scratching the earth with that. In the meantime, he raised his head and observed. Listen to these beautiful words of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is actually glad tidings for that soul which is going to be removed in such a beautiful manner, which always followed the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tried to follow the rules of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Listen to this word. You see that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he raised his head and observed. Then he said, listen to these words. He said, seek refuge from the torment of the grave. Seek refuge from the torment of the grave. He repeated this word twice or thrice, and then he added, undoubtedly, when the believer is to leave the world and move towards the hereafter, angels come to him from the heaven whose white faces look bright like the sun. They carry scented heavenly shroud with them. These angels are in such a large number that they look sitting as far as the sight could work. Thereafter, Hadrat Israel, the angel of death, alayhi salatu wasalam, he arrives and he sits down at the head of his bedside and says, he says the beautiful words from the glorious Quran that we normally hear, especially when we are making dua for our deceased. He says, angel Israel, alayhi salam, says, O pure and virtuous soul, move towards the forgiveness and favor of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Thus his soul comes out of his body so easily and smoothly as drops of water come out of the water container. However, the angel of death takes the soul in his hand, and the sitting angels get up, and all of them, they move towards the heaven with scented shroud. Now about this perfume, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the greatest personality sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that about this perfume, that it is like the most sweetest and nicest musk perfume that could be found on this earth. Subhanallah, the shroud of the believer, the shroud of a good person, the shroud of a good person's soul will be taken up by these angels in this beautiful, nice, sweet musk. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us to be amongst such soul, insha'Allah azza wa jal. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further observed, when the angels start ascending the heaven, yes, when the angels start ascending the heaven, groups of the angels falling in the way inquire about the virtuous, and the angels carrying the soul replied in well chosen nice words, revealing that he is the son of so and so. Thus they reach the first layer of the heaven and ask for opening the door. The door is opened and they go up with the soul, and after crossing one layer of heaven after another until they reach to the seventh heaven, at this point in time, Allah Azza wa Jal, he commands that his name be written in the book of virtuous men and take him back to earth, because he has created men from the earth. Subhanallah. The name of this person, the name of this person will be made to be written in the book of virtuous men. This will be the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he says that, take his soul back to the earth, since man was created from earth. We know that when we are putting soil in the grave, we say these beautiful words that we're taught by our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, minha khalaqnakum, that from dust we created you, wa fiha nu'idukum, and to dust shall we return you. Then the hadith carries on further to say, I shall take him out from the same earth. Thus his soul is returned to his body. Thereafter two angels come to him. They make him seated, and then the questions start to be asked in the grave, which, with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the permission of Allah azza wa jal, the soul is able to answer all of those questions. And thus a proclaimer proclaimed from the heavens and says that, my servant spoke the truth. The proclaimer says, my servant has said the truth. Hence, do spread the heavenly bed for him, subhanallah. Make him wear heavenly garments and throw open the door towards heaven for him. The door towards the heaven is thrown open, which brings fragrance of heaven for him. And his grave is widened so much so that he could see as far as his eyesight could see. These are the favors, these are the bounties, these are the bounties from Allah Azza wa Jal to that soul which was cognizant of the teachings of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal in this dunya. These are the favors that Allah Azza wa Jal is going to bestow to that soul that followed the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We live in a time wherein people are so much engrossed in material things. People are hoarding material things. People are worried about the materialistic part of life in such a way that when they see, for example, when they see maybe a convoy or somebody who is well-to-do in a community and is moving with a convoy and is moving with all these servants, they wish that they could be like that person. They wish that, I wish I could be like this person, having so much of wealth, having, whenever I'm going, I have an entourage or I have a convoy with me. This is what people are worried about. Very few are worried about the life of the hereafter. Very few are worried about the questioning in the qabr. Very few are worried about the day of judgment. Hence we find there is a very beautiful example for this. We find in the glorious Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes mention of Qarun. In Surah Qasas, Allah Azza wa Jal says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ فَخَرَجَ عَلَى قَوْمِهِ فِي زِينَتِهِ قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا يَا لَيْتَ لَنَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ قَارُونَ إِنَّهُ لَذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. Then Qarun came out of his people in his adornment. Those who desire the life of the world said, how we too wish could have the likes of what Qarun has. Indeed, he has a great fortune. Don't we say these things when we see these people with money, when they're moving with their entourage or they're moving with their convoy? Don't we sometimes utter these words that how we wish we could have what these people have? Well, these people are admonished by the people of knowledge, which brings us to another beautiful lesson, that it is vital for the people of knowledge to always put the people back on track whenever we see that people are erring, whenever we see that people are following their whims and fancies, when we see that people are following their own desires. It is the duty of the learned to try and admonish them and put them back on the right track. Now the people during the time, the ulama during the time, they say these beautiful words again. Bismillahi rahmani rahim. وقال الذين أوتوا العلم ويلكم ثواب الله خير لمن آمن وعمل صالحا. Subhanallah. Now the people of knowledge, they ask them, why would you wish for something like this? Woe to you, ويلكم, woe to you, the favors of Allah, the bounties of Allah are better than what you are seeing. Better for whom? لِمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. For the one who believe, for the one who believe and does righteous deeds. The people of knowledge, they admonished their beloved, their fellow men, that woe to you. What this you are wishing for is nothing compared to the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the ones who obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands, upon the ones who follow the commandments of Allah azza wa jal. We get a lesson from this, my respected Madani channel viewers, that this is something that we have to always think about. We have to put into consideration that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask us of each and everything that we have in terms of our wealth, how we acquired it, how we spent it. So we shouldn't wish for material things. We should rather wish for our souls to be taken by this beautiful entourage of the malaika with a beautiful fragrance and a shroud. That is the best entourage, or that is the best convoy one could ever ask for. Now, how to die in such a beautiful manner? Another question arises, that everybody will be yearning to die in this beautiful manner. So how then can we acquire this? Some ask the question, like, is it possible for one soul to be taken out in such a manner? You find that Hadrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports that a person asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the best person? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who has been blessed with long life, yes, and the one whose deeds are good. So we want to be regarded as best of people. We have to try our utmost to have good deeds, to acquire as much good deeds as possible. Now, is it possible to acquire good deeds? Is it easy for people to acquire good deeds? Because some think it's like climbing a mountain. On the contrary, we find that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a hadith reported by Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says beautifully, this hadith is found in Bukhari Sharif, hadith number 6126. Hadrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, verily Allah azza wa jal has recorded good and bad deeds and he made them clear. Whoever intends to perform a good deed but does not do it, Allah Azza wa Jal records it as one complete good deed. Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You just intend of doing something which is good, Allah Azza wa Jal records it as if you have already done it. If he intends to do it and does it, then Allah Azza wa Jal he recorded as 10 good deeds up to 700 good deeds. Imagine, you do a good deed, Allah Azza wa Jal, he rewards you 10 times or even 700 times as much or even more. Now, if a person intends to do something which is bad and he doesn't do it, look at again the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. When you intend to do something which is bad and you do not do it, Allah Azza wa Jal, he writes for you a good deed. Subhanallah. He writes for you a good deed, a complete good deed. If a person then does this bad deed, Allah Azza wa Jal will record for him a single bad deed. My respected brothers in the religion of Islam, my respected brothers and sisters in the religion of Islam, let us take advantage of Allah Azza wa Jal's mercy in this regard by performing many, many good deeds. As I mentioned earlier on, no one knows the day in which he is going to leave this dunya. So let us try our utmost that we make use of the time that we have. How do we make use of the time that we have? Let us try and attend in whatever city we are from, wherever we are in. Dawati Islami has a beautiful program that in every Thursday there is a Madani Ijtima wherein the Naat in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is recited. The glorious Quran is also recited and the Dua is also recited. You take this advantage, you ask Allah Azza wa Jal for whatever lawful wish that you desire, whatever lawful desire that you have, you ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bless you, Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive you. We pray that Allah Azza wa Jal make us to be amongst those who utilize our time in the best manner possible. Insha'Allah. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil. Ameen.
The purpose of this life is the preparation for the hereafter. The purpose of this life is the preparation